Welcome to Dissertation in 90 Days, brought to you by Writers ER, the go-to support hub for all you doctoral learners out there. I'm your host, Dr. J, and I'm thrilled to have you join us on this journey towards mastering the art of dissertation writing. Today's podcast is like a key, unlocking a crucial part of your dissertation journey, understanding and addressing literature gaps. You know, every dissertation is a unique piece of research, contributing something new to the academic world. But to make your mark first, you need to understand what's already out there. This is where the concept of literature gaps comes in. It's like navigating through a well-traveled road and finding a path that no one has taken before. Our goal today is to help you not only find that path, but to tread it confidently, enhancing the value and impact of your dissertation. Identifying literature gaps isn't just about filling a void. It's about strengthening the foundation of your research. It's about asking what hasn't been explored yet or what perspectives are missing in the current literature. Addressing these gaps is what transforms a good dissertation into a great one. It's what makes your research stand out and, more importantly, makes a meaningful contribution to your field of study. So whether you're just starting your dissertation or are in the midst of it, this episode is designed to give you the practical tools and insights to identify and address these gaps effectively. Remember, your dissertation is more than just a requirement. It's a journey of discovery. And today, we're here to guide you through an essential part of that journey. Let's dive in. All right, let's get into the heart of today's topic, understanding literature gaps. Imagine you're reading a book, engrossed in its narrative. Suddenly, you notice a chapter is missing. That's what a literature gap in academic research is like. It's an area within your field of study that hasn't been explored yet. This gap is crucial because it's where new knowledge and insights can be discovered. Identifying a literature gap is like being a detective in a library. You scan through volumes of existing research, looking for clues that point to an unanswered question or an unexplored area. It's about reading between the lines, understanding not just what the research says, but also what it doesn't. Now, why is this so important? Filling these gaps is essential for the advancement of knowledge. It's about adding your unique voice to the academic chorus. When you identify a gap and base your research on filling it, you're not just contributing to your field, you're helping to shape it. Your work becomes a beacon for others who may follow and explore further based on what you've uncovered. This process of identifying and addressing literature gaps isn't just a part of the journey, it is the journey. It's what transforms a routine dissertation into a groundbreaking piece of research. It's not just about learning what we already know, but about discovering what we don't. And that, dear listeners, is the true essence of being a PhD researcher. Let's move forward with the mindset of explorers, ready to chart new territories in our respective fields. Now let's talk about how to spot those elusive literature gaps. First up, the literature review. It's your treasure map. To do it right, start broad. Read everything you can get your hands on in your field, then narrow it down. Focus on recent studies. Organize your findings. Make notes, what's been covered, what hasn't. This stage is about laying out all the pieces to see where the gaps might be. Next, critical analysis. This is where you put on your detective hat. Look at each study. Ask questions. Why was this method used? What were the limitations? What didn't they explore? It's about looking beyond what's on the page. Think deeper. This is where you'll start to see gaps appear. Then, feedback. Talk to your advisors, your peers. Discuss your findings. They might see something you missed. Remember, research isn't a solo journey. It's a team effort. Use your network. They're invaluable. Let's walk through an example. Say you're researching nutrition in teenagers. You've done your review. You've found plenty on dietary habits, physical health. But there's less on mental health and nutrition. There's your gap. It's an area that's underexplored. That's where you could focus your research. Identifying literature gaps isn't easy, but it's what makes your research valuable. It's about adding a piece to the puzzle that no one else has. Keep these steps in mind and you'll be on your way to finding that gap and making your mark in the academic world. Let's keep the momentum going and turn these insights into action. We're diving into section 3 now, focusing on addressing those literature gaps you've identified. First things first, formulating your research questions or hypotheses. This is where you get specific. Your questions should zoom in on the gap. They're like a flashlight, shining a light on the part of your field that's still in the dark. Make these questions clear and focused. They should directly target the gap you found. Now let's talk about your research method. This is your toolkit for exploring the gap. Choose methods that best suit your research questions. Is it a survey, an experiment, maybe interviews? Think about what will give you the clearest answers to your questions. This is about being strategic and intentional with your methods. Then consider the impact. Why does addressing this gap matter? How will it change your field? Discussing the potential impact is crucial. It's not just about filling the gap. It's about why filling this gap matters. This part of your research shows its significance. It's what gets people excited about your work. Here are some practical tips to make these strategies work for you. Keep your research questions handy at all times. They're your guide. When choosing your method, be realistic. What resources do you have? What's feasible? And when thinking about the impact, talk to others in your field. Get their take. This can give you new perspectives on the importance of your work. Addressing literature gaps is where your research really starts to take shape. It's where you go from just another researcher to an innovator in your field. Use these strategies to guide your way, and you'll not only fill the gap, you'll bridge a path for others to follow. Let's move forward with confidence and curiosity. As we near the close of today's session, let's connect the dots between addressing literature gaps and the overarching success of your dissertation. Your dissertation is a journey, one that's marked not just by what you write, but by the new territory you explore in your field. Addressing literature gaps is at the heart of this exploration. It's what sets your work apart, transforming it from a routine academic document to a significant contribution to your field. It's about venturing into areas less traveled and shining a light on them, bringing new insights and understandings. Imagine each gap you fill as an uncharted path you're navigating. With every step you take on this path, you're not only moving closer to completing your dissertation, but also enriching the academic landscape with fresh perspectives and insights. This process is not just about adding to what's known, it's about breaking new ground, challenging established norms, and pioneering new ways of thinking. This journey undoubtedly comes with its share of challenges. You might encounter complex questions, unexpected twists, and moments of doubt. But remember, it's in these moments of trial that the most significant discoveries are made. It's when you're deeply questioning, rigorously probing, and persistently exploring that your research starts to make a meaningful impact. Perseverance and curiosity are essential in this journey. The road to uncovering and addressing literature gaps might sometimes seem daunting. Embrace this challenge. Let your curiosity guide you through the unknowns. Each question you ask, each doubt you face, is a step towards deeper understanding and greater contribution. Your dissertation, in the end, is more than an academic requirement. It's a reflection of your dedication to your field, a symbol of your intellectual rigor. With every literature gap you address, you're not just filling a void, you're building a legacy of knowledge and innovation. So as you continue your research, keep this bigger picture in view. The work you do goes beyond the pages of your dissertation. It contributes to a broader scholarly conversation, one that shapes the future of your field. This is an incredible journey to be a part of. As we wrap up today's episode of Dissertation in 90 Days, let's quickly recap the key points we've covered. Remember, identifying and addressing literature gaps is crucial in making your dissertation stand out. It's about finding those unexplored areas and shedding light on them, adding value and originality to your research. We talked about practical steps, conducting a thorough literature review, critically analyzing studies, and seeking feedback from your advisors and peers. And we emphasize the importance of formulating targeted research questions and choosing the right methods to explore these gaps. Now, a call to action for all of you. Dive into your research with enthusiasm. Look for those gaps. They're opportunities for discovery and contribution. Be the explorer in your field of study. Your research can open new doors and pave new paths. In our next episode, we'll discuss how to effectively organize and present your research findings. This is crucial in making your dissertation coherent and impactful. Before we sign off, I want to leave you with a thought in the style of John Maxwell. The path to greatness is walked one step at a time. Let each step you take in your research journey be towards uncharted territories, for in them lies the true essence of discovery and learning. And don't forget, for a comprehensive guide on streamlining your dissertation process, check out the playbook, How to Get Your Dissertation Approved in 6 months or Less by Dr. Anthony Robinson. He completed 2 dissertations in just 6 months. You can download this playbook at writerser.com/playbook. Thank you for tuning into Dissertation in 90 Days. Keep researching, keep discovering, and I'll see you in the next episode. Let's make those breakthroughs together.